This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, let's talk about the one that some of you are going to joke about, and I don't bring it up for something to be, you know, fodder for joking, but better to live on a corner of the roof than to share a house with a quarrelsome wife. You need to understand the houses of the day. All the houses back then were flat roofed, and they all had a stairway that was either on the side of the house or the back of the house or possibly inside the house that went up to the roof. And the roof was the only place you could go for peace and quiet. There was no family room. They didn't say, hey, kids, go to the den. They didn't say, go to the basement. Go to this place or that. You went to the roof. If you wanted to get away from people, you went up on the roof. And the proverb writer says, better to live on the corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. But I wrote down some things that criticism springs from a self-righteous spirit. Constant criticism springs from a self-righteous spirit. If you are a man or woman, doesn't matter who you are, male or female, and you find yourself constantly criticizing your spouse, constantly criticizing the people in your family, I think sometimes that can spring from a self-righteous spirit. And you know what you do with the self-righteous spirit? You confess it. Like any other sin, you confess it to Christ and say, Lord, I need to be forgiven for a self-righteous spirit for 25 years. Lord, I need to be delivered from a self-righteous spirit that I've had for 10 years, because a self-righteous spirit, get this, will kill relationships. Write it down. A self-righteous spirit will kill relationships. Relationships that go down in flames, usually you can find one or two people that have a self-righteous attitude where everybody else is wrong and I'm right. And I'm the one who's in charge. I'm the one who's right in this deal. Criticism springs from a self-righteous spirit. And I love that statement that emotional pain becomes a family tradition. How would you describe emotional traditions in your family? Pain? Resentment? Anger? Bitterness? A rehashing of what happened 20 years ago? I've often wondered why at family gatherings, people blow up. I always was intrigued by that. Why is it that somebody will seemingly blow up every Thanksgiving or every Christmas? It's not because Christmas or Thanksgiving caused it, but there was something there that acted as a trigger, a mechanism to trigger those emotions, and it all came out at Thanksgiving or Christmas. Maybe it's happened in your family and you can relate to that. Let's bring up the last one, and then I'm going to share a couple of powerful stories, I think, that will help you. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a rich man whose ways are perverse. Perverse, I found out, means double dealing. You ever known anybody who's a double dealer? What's that mean? Somebody who talks out of both sides of their mouth? Somebody who sells from both sides of the desk, to use that expression? I'm going to share something with you, these verses out of the Message translation, because I love the Message. It's my favorite. It's not a translation, it's a paraphrase, but I want you to read or listen to all five verses from the Message paraphrase. Let's bring up the first one. A simple life in the fear of God is better than a rich life with a ton of headaches. What a statement. Better a bread crust shared in love than a slab of prime rib served in hate. The next one. A meal of bread and water in contented peace is better than a banquet spiced with quarrels. Better to live alone in a tumble-down shack than share a mansion with a nagging spouse. Wow. And it's better to be poor and direct than rich and crooked. It's better to be poor and direct than rich and crooked. Well, my guess is that speaks to your life and to your family more than you and I are willing to admit. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.